All right, here we go.
Let's,
is this working? All right, we working? We going? We good? All right. Let's turn this down. And turn this up. Oh, yeah. What's going on, friends? We are, we're doing something new today. And by new, well, I guess it's maybe not new, but I currently, as you are listening to this, I'm currently on the road going going back to Georgia. I was in Atlanta. I was not in Atlanta. I was in Nashville for Christmas, and I was hanging out with my mom's side of the family. We do it every year. And usually we alternate. Like, 1 year, my mom's side will come to our house in Atlanta, and then the next year we'll go to their place in Nashville. And so we went to Nashville for Christmas this year, and I stayed a couple extra days because I wanted a little quality time. And so I'm heading back to Nashville, or not to Nashville, I'm heading back to Atlanta yet now. And as I was driving, I thought, you know, I always complain about not having enough time to podcast, or not having enough time to edit or do things. And I've got all these ideas, and I don't feel like I ever have enough time to do them. But then I'm like driving, and I'm like, hey, I've got 4 hours to kill on the road. What a great opportunity to just pull out my laptop, which has battery, thank goodness, nothing's messed up. My microphone, grab it on my backpack, and I'm just going to be sitting here. Might as well start talking. And so here we are. Hello. Welcome to the Simply Love Jesus podcast. My name is Caleb, and I'm so grateful that you are tuning in to this podcast. You're listening today, and I'm just, you know, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that you've discovered this online community. As we're currently trying to build an online family. We're trying to build a community where young adults can have a place where they feel like they belong, they feel like they're contributing to, that young adults feel like they are being inspired and they are being empowered and equipped to go and to live the way that Jesus intended for them to live. That is really what we do as an organization at Simply Love Jesus. I mean, our whole thing is to influence and inspire all people to live a life that starts and revolves around loving Jesus. That's what we want. There's a lot of changes that we think need to happen in the church. There's a lot of changes that we feel like need to happen in our world. And the answer, I believe, to all of those changes and all of those things that we feel are wrong, I believe Jesus is the answer to that. I believe Jesus is the answer to our brokenness. I believe that Jesus is the answer to the poverty in the world. He is the answer to some of the brokenness that, you know, there's so many people and so many young adults around the world who may probably never step foot into a church ever again. And it was because of the church, because of their of an experience that wounded them and hurt them. And in our organization, we want to create a space for people like that who want to make a difference, but they don't know how. And then their heart, they feel like it could be like the church, it shouldn't be a bad place, but it's been a bad place to them. Like, we want all people who just come with these hurts and these desires to I just want you to simply love Jesus. Like, I want you to see how Jesus and simply loving Jesus is the answer to all of the brokenness in this world and in your life. Like, it all comes back to Jesus. There's a lot of stuff that I hope for this organization. And there's a lot that I hope that you get out of this time as well. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm just grateful that you are here and that you're listening to this episode at least. And you would be, you know, you'd be a real encouragement to me if you followed us on Instagram, shared this episode with one friend. not because we want a lot of people, but it's not because we want a lot of people to listen to us. It's because we want a lot of people to hear the message that we believe God has given us to give to others. And I don't know if you will ever pick that up. I don't know if that's how we come across to you, but that is our ultimate heart's desires. We just believe God's got a message for young adults and a message for the world. And I believe he's asked me and those on my team at this organization, he has asked us to be obedient and to share that message. And so this is us trying to be obedient, trying to create a place where we can help you learn how to simply love Jesus, to let everything that you do, everything in your life, start with Jesus and revolve around loving Jesus. And I believe that when you do that, all of the complicated things in your life are going to fall into place. All the complicated things in the world and what we should do about it will fall into place. I really believe that when we love Jesus, man, everything is going to be better, and we have purpose, and I believe we're doing our part to prepare the world for when Jesus returns, for when everything that's wrong will be made right. We got an active role to play, and so we want to begin to kind of hopefully reintroduce Jesus to you a little bit, kind of maybe break open some categories, break open some hard, open a little bit of, open some cans filled with worms, and that we can navigate through that mess together. So, you know, in this episode, you know, I just hopefully, as we get ready to close out the year, I just felt it's appropriate to just kind of, I don't know, just recap, reflect, and then we can talk about what's coming up moving forward. I mean, hopefully we'll get this episode out in the next day or so of recording this. It's currently it's currently December 29th. It's the 29th of December. And so I hope we can get this out before New Year. We will see, because I'm the only one editing. So it just depends on the Lord blesses me with, you know, not being too busy. But anyways, yeah. So we want to kind of reflect in this episode, looking back, what we've really accomplished this past year. And then moving forward, what are we doing? What do we got for you moving forward? Because we got some stuff. but yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be good. If you're interested in volunteering with this and being part of the Simply Love Jesus team, guess what? You don't have to live in Atlanta. I mean, if you got skills that can translate working over, you know, if you've got skills that you believe can translate well, even without being in person, man, hit me up on Instagram and just send me a message, because I'd love to plug you in. But looking back at this past year, I mean, I'm just trying to think of just some of the bigger highlights. I mean, for one, we started our YouTube channel. We really started plugging in with that, started creating a lot more videos. I would say one of the bigger landmarks is that we have finished our New Christian Now What series. It was a long one, but it was really good. That's definitely a big highlight. I think that's a resource that it's not super popular right now, because we're still growing our online community. We're growing that, but I believe that, you know, we're gonna do a lot of good with that curriculum, that program. We're going to be sending it out to some churches. And if you're a youth pastor and you hear this right now and you want to get plugged in, you want to have something tangible for your students, we created a 5-week series called New Christian, Now What? And it's a next steps process for new believers. You have a teenager, or if you yourself are listening to this and you recently chose to follow Jesus, then we made a whole series for you. Like, what do you do now? What's next? I mean, there's so many questions and very little answers, and it feels like all the answers are very complicated and blah. Like, we wanted to simplify that for you. And in that series, like, we talked about how step one as a new Christian, there's five steps that are important for you to take as a believer. Step one is to ask yourself one question: who is Jesus? Like, to you, who is Jesus? Because the way that you answer that question, I mean, it literally defines whether or not you are a actual Christian. If you are a child of God, like, that, it really does change how you see that. Because John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." And in other places, Jesus also talks about how many are going to come to him one day and say, you know, "Jesus, didn't I do all these great things in your name? Didn't I help that lady across the street one time? Didn't I perform these miracles? Yada, yada, yada. Didn't I go to church?" And at the end of the day, Jesus is going to say, "Get away from me, for I never knew you." So the idea of asking yourself that question, who is Jesus, and clarifying that for yourself really does help determine whether when you get to the new kingdom, the new Jerusalem, the new heavens, the new earth, the thing that we're waiting for, when you get there, is Jesus going to know you? That's what we want to help you answer in that video. The next step was to understand the need for prayer. To understand the need for prayer. And in that video, we talk about what prayer is and what it is not. And we talk about how prayer is communication with God. And the one of the most important things for you is to learn to have a healthy relationship, healthy communication with God. That you are building and understanding the need for prayer, to have prayer in your life, to make it something that is a regular discipline for you to talk to God. And it doesn't have to be super spiritual, and you don't have to make it super long and drawn out. Like, talking to God can be very simple, but I believe that God hears us and talks to you. And we talk about that as well. What does it mean to hear from God? The third step, after talking about the need for prayer, the third step is to love your Bible. And it's kind of, personally, it was my favorite episode, just because we had this really cool moment in the video version of our YouTube video version of this episode. We kind of walk through a piece of scripture together to learn how to actually practically study your Bible. And we do that together. And then the next step is to find community. Find community. We talked about what it means to be a child of God. Like, we introduced some of these terms. And that was one of the things that I loved about this series, was we were very intentional from beginning to end not to use any Christianese words that are very popular within Christianity, but are becoming more and more foreign to believers as we go through in generations, because we're getting rid of traditions and we have to re-communicate. There are certain things that make sense to an older generation. Like, if you call someone a brother and sister in Christ, like, that makes sense to an older Christian, but to a newer one now, it's not going to make as much sense. It's not going to have as much weight. It's just going to be a word, a phrase, a thing that we say, and we don't want it to be that. So we were very intentional about removing all Christian-like terms and language and made it as simple as possible, and then introduced those terms as the series went on. So as we explained, like, you know, the idea of being a Christian is you're spiritually, like, born again. And that so we talk about how that means every person who's a believer is a child of God. We help just naturally explain these phrases, and I really enjoyed that, and I think we got to see that firsthand in that third episode, as we talk through practically some of the things that that Jesus wanted us to understand. We understand the steps and learning your Bible, and just it's a very natural process. And I was very much a fan of it. And so, but anyways, the fourth step was to find community, find a church family, find people that you are building a community with who are helping you grow more to be like Jesus. And we're challenging you to prepare the world for when he returns, challenging you to be the kind of person who will love him and love others with your whole heart. And if you haven't found that community yet, then a big challenge would be maybe you plug in to Simply Love Jesus and what we're doing here. I know that God's going to be doing some good things, and I would love for you to stay involved, for you to see what it is that God's going to be doing. You can be there in the very beginning and help pave that path with us, to pave the road that we'll all be walking on together. And learning what it means to bring good news to others and growing together, which almost kind of leads me to our fifth step that we talked about, which is to serve others. So the five steps, recapping again, was to ask one question: who is Jesus? To understand the need for prayer, to love your Bible, find community, and serve others. Those are the five essential first steps for a Christian, for a new believer. And that fifth step, we just talk about what it means to serve others, why it's important to tell others about Jesus, to bring it back to something that we talk about in this podcast, and something that it comes from my book, Simply Love Jesus, is people want to know that you care before they want to know what you care about. And in that fifth step, it really does bank on that a little bit and brings it back to that statement. And why we should serve others, how we should serve others. So that was one of the bigger undertakings, was that walking through that entire series. Another big thing that happened, I briefly mentioned this, but you've definitely heard about it already, or at least hopefully have, that we released our book. The Simply Love Jesus book has been released. It's on our website. It's on Amazon. Go get yourself a copy. Because if you really want to be involved in our online community, if you really want to stay invested with where we're growing as an organization, everything you need to know is in that book. And I'd be really grateful if you got yourself a copy, and maybe get yourself two copies, and so you can give one to another person. But everything that we do as a ministry, what we're hoping for people to understand, all of it is in that book, Simply Love Jesus. And I wrote it really to kind of set the cornerstone for what it is that we want to do as a ministry. It's to help everyone understand that everything that's complicated in this world and in our life really boils down to an issue of loving Jesus. And when we learn what it means to simply love Jesus, we can live in the way that Jesus intended for us to live. And I believe the truths that are shared in that book capture the truths that Jesus wants us to know, helps us understand what it means to simply love Jesus, to understand how Jesus intends for us to live. It's all there. There's some great reflection questions. So that was a big thing coming out with the book. We were fairly consistent with our YouTube channel. And what else? What were some other big landmarks? We had our book release party. We had these awesome monthly events where people came and were served. And, I was very grateful. I'm hoping we can do it again next year. Do it even better than we did last year. We brought on a staff team. We brought on staff members. We got, it's not just me anymore, people. And I'm so excited about that, because I never wanted it to be about me in the first place. You're constantly learning, constantly growing, constantly asking professional people, hey, how do I grow this thing? And they say, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that. A lot of people say I had to build my own platform. And then I had some people rebuke me for building my own platform. It's very difficult. You constantly go back and forth hearing mixed advice advice and you get confused. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm really glad, because for a long time it was just me doing this thing. I was the one coming up with the ideas, recording, editing, publishing, and I still do those things by myself. But come save me. but when it came to doing the in-person stuff, the in-person events, I'm so grateful we had somebody who have someone who's able to take over that, someone who takes over managing our resources. And when we get approved, when our 501c3 gets approved, and you guys who've been waiting eagerly to donate, you'll be able to donate, get the tax write-offs. We have someone who's going to manage that. So we know we're going to have a growing team, putting some legs on some stuff. I know I definitely still want to build and grow our team even larger. I definitely would love, I know in the future, one thing I would love is to get someone who can handle our editing and someone who can handle filming. And like, if we can get those two things knocked out, whew, we're going to be set so much. We're going to be set up for success so much more. And I'm really looking for it and praying for that. I'm praying we can have someone who just wants to come alongside and just help us be excellent, and to help us present our stuff and our material with excellence. And to do that, you know, we get someone who's good at filming, photography, editing. Yawned there for a second. Editing. I think those things will really step up our game. You know, there's been a lot of good things that have happened this past year. Come on, phone. There we go. Gotta put your phone on that little dash camera. Anyways, so there's a lot of good things that have happened. You know, like we talked about before, a book came out, and you can get it on Amazon, you can get it on our website, and it's been a blessing to just know that that long project's been finished. You know, but I think one of the biggest things, like, this year has just been, it's just been a long year of reflection. This isn't new. You know, we build a ministry off of authenticity, being authentic and just real, and creating a space. We're not just trying to make you feel good. We want to create a space where you feel like your hurt is being heard, and you feel like the emotions that are very real, that you understand just what a real life with Jesus is like. It is not easy. It is not peaches and cream. Put a pause on. It's such a Southern thing to say. Right? It just ain't peaches and cream. Whatever. Right? My Georgia's coming out in that one sentence. But the idea is, like, you know, life is not just is sunshine and rainbows. It's not easy. It's not. And we want to make sure we're creating a space where you feel heard. You don't feel like you're just getting a feel-good answer to something. You're getting real answers to real emotions and real hurts that you deal with. And part of that is just part of the state of, I think, reflection that I've been doing this past year. It's just been a lot of hard stuff has happened. And you've heard about it in previous videos, and you know, even in previous podcast episodes, we've just been real. Even the last podcast episode, one of the recent ones, where I just talk about how the whole book experience, publishing the book, it didn't do what I thought it was going to do. And it was very hard for me, and it's still hard for me. I'm still learning a lot, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, learning that we do ministry and we love people because that's just what we do. Like, people, we got to do it because we got to do it. Like, that we live in a world that's broken, and we live in a world that is filled with hurt. And man, I just know that that God has given a word and has put on my heart a mission and a vision and a message that I believe God wants me to share with other people. And running after that has just been exhausting. And I don't know. I know that it's been a year filled with thinking and reflecting and refining. And God is just, God's doing a number on my heart, people. And maybe he's done a lot on your heart too. But I know that as much as we could talk about what God has done in the past, I just don't want you to miss what it is that you have learned. And maybe we've been a part of that journey. And if so, I'm so thankful. I really hope we've been a part of that journey to helping you all grow and helping you learn a lot of things. And I would, like, honestly, not even out of selfishness, like, I would, and our whole team would be really encouraged if you took time to, you know, comment on one of our posts or something. I don't know, send us a message. Let us know, how have we helped you grow? You know, it's difficult building an online audience, an online community. And we're trying to perfect that to figure out the best way to keep, you know, grow everyone together. But we would be encouraged to know if we have encouraged you and your walk with Christ. As we look back and we reflect and realize God has done a lot of things this past year. We've learned a lot and there's so much to learn. But there's also things coming soon. There's a lot of things we got coming up and I'm really excited for them. One of the big things that we have coming up is we're doing a series for a whole year. A whole year, people. We're doing one series, one focus, one goal all year long. And I'm really excited about it. And I think you will be too. The theme for 2022 is life. Life is the theme. In John chapter 3, we've talked about this before in previous episodes, but Jesus, he's having a conversation with a Pharisee named Nicodemus. And to Nicodemus, he says that you cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you've been born again. Nicodemus, and he's confused, and he says, born again, I can't go back into my mother's tummy. That would be an awkward conversation. And Jesus says, no, it's not. Humans can give birth to physical life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. And so God, he says, it's not about being physically reborn, it's about being spiritually reborn. And through Jesus, when you choose to follow him, you are spiritually reborn. And so it got me thinking, put on my thinking noggin, my thinking cap. You know, when we are building an organization and we're with the vision that we have for our ministry, one of the important questions that I have to always ask is, where are our people currently at? Those who will regularly tune into our conversations, we want to be able to build a roadmap for our people. We're trying to do something that's going to have lasting national change in the church. And we want to help people live the way that Jesus intended for us to live. And in order for us to do that, we have to begin to put some steps together. It's not just about becoming a big, fancy, you know, well-known organization. It's about, you know, are we helping create certain steps that when people who engage and follow along and are part of our online community, as they listen to these one at a time and they grow with us, are they themselves growing and we are kind of helping reintroduce the Bible, the church, where we're really reintroducing Christianity to some people. We're helping clarify Christianity for a lot of people. We are helping to not only clarify Christianity, we're breathing new life into this movement for a lot of people where they have given up on the church, and we want them to not give up on the church. Part of it is helping them see things, hopefully in a better light. I'm not going to say a new way, because I don't believe what we're teaching is anything new. It's just taking what God has already given to us and just, you know, re-presenting it. to others. So anyways, I say all that. Well, I bumped the mic. So I say all that to say that this next year, as we look at the idea of being spiritually reborn, and it made me think, and I put on my thinking cap, and I was asking myself, like, okay, if I am a Christian and I'm born again, how should that change the way I expect to grow up? Like, have you ever been asked the question, if you could go back in time, knowing everything that you know right now, what would you do differently, right? If you could go back to being a little kid, but you know everything you know now, like, what would you expect? Or, you know, you just think about kids in general, when a human life, I spent a lot of time just thinking about, like, human life, just life, the progression of life. Like, if we're born again, we're living a new life. And if I live a new life, what should I expect to learn in each stage? Like, in each stage of life, like, a person, as they grow from a little thing, and they grow to be a person and an adult. In each stage of life, they have other little kids. Like, everyone's learning different things in different stages. Every stage of life has a different thing that is teaching someone something. Like, little babies, they are learning to be dependent on their parents, because literally without their parents, they die. Because they literally need their parents for survival, to eat and to poop and to sleep and to do baby things. But as a kid grows older and he grows into, like, elementary school years or even kindergarten and elementary school, like, they're learning different things. They're learning how to have solidity and consistency, and they're learning different lessons about forming what is right and what is wrong, and they're learning to think for themselves. And when they get to their middle school years, they start to relearn things, and they challenge, and in high school they are building their independence, and they're challenging what they've previously learned. They're making it their own, and then they get to college and they become an adult with adult-like responsibilities. Like, next thing you know, you're living on your own, you're making your own choices. And then what happens? Like, you may have kids, and then you're passing what you have learned to this other little nugget thing. And then you get old, and when you're an old person, you're in a place of reflection in your life, and it's about, what legacy have you left behind, and how are you, you know, finishing strong? And it made me, I was just thinking about life. And as I was thinking about life, I thought, if I'm born again, what are those lessons as a spiritual person? What are those spiritual lessons I'm supposed to learn? If I grow, like, as a baby, if I learn dependency on my parents, and if I'm a Christian and I become born again, I must then learn dependency on God. Like, that spiritual, it translates, that spiritual translation to the stages of life and the things that I learn. That is the thing that we want to spend all of next year on. How we want to help grow every new believer, someone who's in our organization, or someone who's just been listening for the first time, and you may be a Christian for a long time, but you feel like faith is just complicated. This whole next year, we want to begin to clarify some things by helping walk you through the different stages of life, to grow you from spiritual infancy to spiritual adulthood. Like, from child to adult, all of next year, that's what we're talking about. Growing you to spiritual adulthood and learning the different lessons of the stages of life as a person. This is what it means to live life. That's why the theme for all of next year is life, because we want you to find your place and where you are in your spiritual journey, and to help navigate and create a space for you to grow to spiritual adulthood. So yeah, that's what we got for you next year. We are hoping, I don't know, I'm fairly sure we'll be able to pull it off, but we are also looking at getting a, making, creating a devotional, a 30-day devotional for you all. It's a 30-day devotional about, I believe we landed on the bestest command. So the idea, this goes back to episode one and a specific section in the Simply Love Jesus book. But going back to, why is it that Jesus said that Deuteronomy 6:5 and Leviticus 19:18, love God, love others? Why was that the greatest commandment? And we kind of repackaged that in our first podcast episode as the bestest command. Kind of goes back to the whole childlike faith thing. And anyways, so we're thinking about doing a 30-day devotional to helping you love God and love people better. This early stages, so I'm hoping we'll be able to make it happen. But yeah, one of the biggest things is our theme for all of next year is life. Walking through the different stages of life to help you reach spiritual adulthood. So there's that. We are hopefully going to be coming out with a 30-day devotional. I know I'm going to be coming out with some separate pieces of work. I'm going to be coming out with an ebook for parents. So if you're a parent listening, although our audience is the young adults, maybe your parents would be interested in this. But we're coming out with an ebook called When Parenting Teenagers Feels Complicated. So that's it's my experience as a youth pastor and counseling parents and then bringing in some other data and just helping parents understand parenting from a biblical perspective. And just giving them some simple pointers on things that I've learned. I'm not a parent, but I'm speaking from the perspective of someone who was parented well and who was a youth pastor, and then bringing in some other professionals, and just kind of creating a resource to help parents love and shepherd their teenagers in a way that glorifies and honors Jesus. When parenting feels complicated, I wanted to create an ebook that helps it feel a little bit more simple. so yeah, there's some definitely some things to look forward to moving forward. Some things we got in the woodworks. So we got a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of podcasts. We're gonna be growing our TikTok church. There's a lot of good things. And one of my challenges for you as you're listening to this is, you know, I don't want to just share what we have looking forward, but I want to challenge you to think the same through the same thing. Like, what have you learned and what have you accomplished in this past year? What goals can you set for yourself in this upcoming year? What are some ways that you would like to be more like Jesus? What are some ways that you would like to have grown in this year? Maybe you feel like you're still just like a child spiritually, but you want to grow to be a spiritually mature adult. We're creating a series to help you do that. Maybe you just want to be better at being consistent with ministering to other people. Like, let us know what your goals are. We want to be able to work with you to help you with your goals. And we want to be able to create a place where you can connect, create a space where you can be encouraged. And we do that through engaging through our comments, you can join our Facebook group. You can, we have a text message thing that I can't tell you right now because I'm driving, but you can find that in our show notes. I mean, we got plenty of ways to help you keep connected, and we want to find better ways to help you stay connected. But, you know, that being said, what are your goals? Where are you hoping that you can learn in this next year? How are you hoping to have become more spiritually mature? How are you going to be different? What are you hoping that's going to change? And pray about it every day. Write it down. Let us know so we can pray for you. But I'm excited. We've got some good things coming. I know for me personally, these are just my personal goals. I know for my personal goals, one is obviously get 501c3 approved. So we can really, really move forward with that. I know personally, I want to finish a couple books. plural. I know for me personally, I want to be speaking more. I'm hoping, keep this in your prayers, I'm hoping that by this time next year, I will be in a what's called a speaking circuit. A speaking circuit is kind of like, so you know how like bands go on tour, you know, they go on tour and stuff like that. They go tour around the country. It's similar, but a speaking circuit is something that where you kind of go on tour, but it's consistent and you have a network of people. It's a network of people who help you be doing that stuff consistently. And have a network where you're doing it not just once a year, but you're doing it every year. And it's kind of just a constant, consistent community and network. They're very difficult to get into, and I don't even know the whole process behind it, but I know that it is something that I'm wanting to do. Like, I want to know that every year I can be speaking at the same camps, have relationships with camps, I can be communicating and bring good news to specific churches and specific camps. I want to be able to have a consistent list of people that I'm constantly visiting and revisiting every year. So that's a personal goal of mine. I know, yeah, definitely, like I said before, finish some books. Hopefully be full time. That would be a miracle. If you want to pray for a miracle for me, that would be it, that I can say that, you know, I can be earning a full time income doing Simply Love Jesus stuff. So that would be major. But anyway, so those are my goals. I hope you have goals. Let us know how I can pray for you. I mean, I'm really excited what we got moving forward. I hope just a little bit of the teaser of stuff we got going on gets you a little bit excited. And again, just stay connected, people. Love you all. Talk to you soon. Kisses, hugs, you know, the whole nine yards.